The Pasco County DEC is providing this podcast as a public service in order to let you know more about the issues and ideas which Democrats have identified as being very important for voters, and also to provide a forum for Democratic candidates for office. Our podcasts are open to anyone interested in how Pasco Democrats are dealing with the important issues of the day. You can check out our PascoDems.com website and also on Facebook, Pasco Dems, and the views expressed by the guest and host on our podcast are their own, and not the official views of the Pasco County Democratic Party or Democratic Executive Committee. And today we're talking again with Amy Weintraub. It was just 2 weeks ago we talked briefly. And back then, she was noting that every morning she'd get up and look at SCOTUS.org to see what the decision of the Supreme Court was going to be. And, of course, now we know what it was. So, Amy, what was your first reaction when it came out a few days ago?
Well, I was actually getting off the airplane. I was on my way to a family wedding in New York City, and I got off the airplane at JFK. And I knew the decision, it was almost 10, and I knew the decisions were going to start being announced. So I had them on my phone as we were like, as my family was walking to baggage claim. And then I saw the decision. I saw that the court ruled to revoke the constitutional right to abortion. And I was devastated for a few seconds. I mean, I'm still devastated, but I don't allow that to stop me, because our work is needed now more than ever, right? Those of us working in the movement. And so even from New York City, I started immediately plunging into organizing for the event that happened in St. Pete that evening at 5.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about what you mean by organizing.
Well, organizing takes on many different forms. That day, it was organizing an event. And it was a rally and march that I knew that other leaders here in St. Pete we'd actually been working on it for weeks. We just didn't know what day it was going to be.
Right.
And so in that way, we were organizing for an event. But organizing is much more than just, you know, getting, you know, having these sort of loud events. It's also a matter of identifying people who are interested in the reproductive rights movement and in keeping abortion legal and getting people who need it to the care that they need, even if that means crossing state lines. So it's identifying those people, getting them all the tools that they need to be effective, whether it's basic education on abortion access or, you know, reproductive health care in general, or political tools that they need to be able to speak truth to power, and then activating them, mm-hmm. not only activating them around events, but activating them around getting people registered to vote, getting them ready to vote by making sure voters have the info they need, getting people to the polls, and then, you know, offering opportunities for people to interface with decision makers.
And what are these other groups, examples?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that's been most exciting about what I've been witnessing over the last few weeks, and especially the last few days, has been the young feminists who are coming out and leading the events. Like, you know, I've been doing this now for over 30 years, but these young women, they are fired up and they are taking charge, and they some of them consult with me occasionally for, you know, advice on all kinds of things, permitting and police and how to get a sound system or whatever, but they are really doing it. They're doing it themselves.
Okay. And what about, there's some other groups that are involved
too, Yeah, for sure. Like, my employer is Progress Florida, and we're definitely invested in this, but other groups that I'm involved with that are always have been leaders is Florida Now. Uh-huh. And all the Now chapters, like Pasco Now, Pinellas Now, Tampa Now, right. West Pinellas, and then the League of Women Voters, mm-hmm. and various indivisible groups that came out of, the indivisible groups formed after the Trump election. Those groups are right there. Some local groups like Fired Up Pinellas is a group that also came out in resistance to Trump's election. That group has been active. Equality Florida, our premier LGBTQ advocacy group, is right there with us every step of the way on repro. So those are just a few examples.
But now, what do you think the aims are going to be at this point?
Well, in Florida, our aim is to make sure that no further restrictions are passed. Okay. So as you recall, the legislature passed that 15-week abortion ban, which unless a court intervenes today, it will go into effect tomorrow, July 1st.
Now, there's a judge, right, that's going to make a decision today, Leanne County?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about that.
Yep, the Planned Parenthood, as well as several independent abortion providers in Florida, filed a lawsuit stating that this law is in opposition to Florida's own constitution, our state constitution's privacy rights, and that it needs to, and before the law goes into effect, you know, this case needs to work its way through the courts. And so there could be an emergency stay. Mm-hmm. We've seen this happen before. It happened with, for example, the 24-hour waiting period law that was actually passed in 2015. It took 7 years to make its way through the courts. And during that whole period, you know, the 24-hour delay was not imposed. So anyway, that same sort of thing is, we're hoping, will happen today.
What do you think the odds are that it'll go in your favor?
I have not been in the courtroom. I have not been watching the judge. I'm really not sure. I will say that I haven't heard from my partners who are part of the lawsuit, our partners, I haven't heard them like saying it's not going to happen. But I also know they're not scheduling procedures that are for patients past 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Right, right. Okay. Now, we're in this situation where we've got a lot of young people, as you're saying, and it's really good to hear, and a lot of older groups that have been around for some time also putting their efforts towards doing this. So here in the United States, given that now we're called the outlier among all the other developed countries in the world, what do you think in terms of the United States and what it's doing now in terms of things like abortion rights?
Oh, absolutely. It's very scary, isn't it? I mean, Democratic leaders have been warning for a really, really long time that this far-right Supreme Court majority is going to have significant impact on all kinds of laws that we've counted on that have been, privacy. They've been decided based on privacy-related causes. And so we're very, very worried about things that involve bodily integrity and familial relationships and procreation. And that would include things like gay marriage and things like biracial marriage and, you know, all sorts of other things that could be on the chopping block if the court's majority has their way.
Yeah. What about the abortion pill issue?
Well, abortion pills are abortion. And so the abortion pill is, prescribing or dispersing the abortion pill is from a legal standpoint in Florida is the same as providing an abortion procedure. Right. So all the same protocols, all the same restrictions are in place. And, you know, as you know, those are the 24-hour waiting period, the medically unnecessary ultrasound. Every patient has to be offered medically inaccurate, biased information that's printed by the Department of Health. I mean, all of those things have to be. Now, some people, I know that many Americans are being creative in how they get the abortion pills, and they're not necessarily turning to their local or, you know, in-state provider, even in-country provider, and they're accessing their pills from international medical practices and international pharmacies. And, I mean, thousands and thousands of Americans are doing that every day.
Yeah. Interesting, too. And I was reading it this morning and looking at some of the things that do with abortion issue in the United States. But this whole idea about some states now really figuring out how they're going to stop people from traveling to another state, there's something so terrible about that kind of thing, to look at us and say,
exactly,
the state, and now say, you can go here, but no, we're not going to allow you to leave here and so forth. There's something so radical about that. Go ahead.
It seems like the former Soviet Union, and where, you know, you could have your papers checked anytime you leave your neighborhood, and yeah, you know, that are we going to have at the state line, are there going to be troopers stationed to check everyone's papers like it's a border control,
right,
and you have to submit to a pregnancy urine test in order to be able to leave, and if you are pregnant, you're going to have to answer questions about why you're leaving the state. I mean, this is it's so un-American. I can't even get over it.
I suppose if you were caught lying, you'd be put in jail for years because you lied. Wow.
And if you were someone who was driving this person, you would be too.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, let's take a couple minutes to talk about this. Individuals. Now, granted, a lot of people who are listening to this today, a lot of them are individuals or not belong to any group and so forth. But what would you suggest the individuals try to do, Amy?
In order to shape change, in order to have impact? Is that what your question is?
Yeah.
Okay. Not if they're seeking abortions. Okay.
Right.
So I think that specific steps folks can take is to begin conversations with their family and friends and that are around abortion. Mm-hmm. And the more that we can talk about it as a normal aspect of healthcare delivery, the less stigmatized it is and the more normal it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is normal. Let me just remind everyone that 1 in 4 American women will access abortion care during their childbearing years. One in four. It is common.
Yeah.
And so the more we talk about it like that, the less, I don't know, atypical it is. It seems, because it is typical. Anyway, so there's that.
Okay.
And then, you know, talking to people, including people in our own neighborhoods, those one-on-one conversations about the importance of voting and knowing who to vote for based on whether or not their values are the same as ours.
Mm-hmm.
And encouraging people to register to vote, but going a step further and making sure that they actually turn that mail-in ballot in or get to the polls on election day,
right,
or early vote. You know, it's not enough just to register people to vote. We've got to make sure they have what they need to actually do it.
Yeah, that's okay. I just think, given the fact that right now we have an election 2022 coming up, in one sense, it's a propitious time to try to go out and get people to vote for the right ones.
Undoubtedly, in this governor's race, I mean, there is nothing with the state. Everything could change in Florida with a new governor regarding abortion access.
Yeah.
Everything could change.
Yeah.
And so that is, you know, with a Democrat in the governor's seat, vetoes can happen vetoes can override more abortion restrictions. And so it would be a big shift for us. So getting people to the polls, but also participating in these events that young feminists are organizing. I know there's one in Pasco County on July 4th.
Yep.
And so people showing up for that is, it sends a message to decision makers and it sends a message to our communities. And even though Republican leaders always are voting wrong on women's health care and reproductive health care bills, the fact is Republicans need abortions too. And Republican women access abortion at the same rate as Democratic women.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really important that we, you know, that we make our messaging such that it will reach those voters too.
That's an interesting comment. I've never seen that before. So repeat that again. Republican women access abortion services as much as Democratic women?
Okay, I should walk that back. I'm so sorry. I should say Republican women need abortion access as much as Democratic women.
Right.
I don't know for sure
that
I've not polled the women coming out, you know, people coming out of their procedures, but I know that they need access.
Yeah.
And if we know Republican women in our lives and we could poll them, we would probably find that they've accessed the care at the same level.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at. Now, the another thing I want to make sure we don't forget, and that is women who are looking for to have an abortion in Florida now, how do they find out about where there are abortion? I understand there are 55 abortion clinics in Florida. How do they find out where these are located?
Absolutely. And that is such a good point, that abortion is still legal in Florida, and abortion, no abortion providers have closed their doors since the decision was announced last Friday, or since the 15-week, if the 15-week ban goes into effect tomorrow. So people who are pregnant up to 15 weeks can still get abortion in Florida. And at our website, floridareprofreedom.org, again, that's floridareprofreedom.org, folks can click on abortion providers and put in their zip code, and they'll be able to find the provider closest to them geographically.
Right. And how about individuals writing letters and that sort of thing?
Writing letters to our elected officials is always of great importance. Sending emails, participating in action alerts, all of that makes a difference. Visiting, in-person visits is even better. All of our elected officials, even the anti-abortion ones, need to hear our personal stories and our personal journeys in, you know, being humans and needing access to birth control and needing access to abortion. So that, yes, talking to our electeds is so critical.
Okay, well, I think now we've covered a lot today. I wanted to give you an opportunity, obviously, to tie a ribbon on it right now. And at some point, obviously today, I think we're going to find out the decision by the Leon County judge, and that's going to affect a great deal about what happens. But for right now, why don't you just sum up in terms of where we are and where do you think we really have to go?
In Florida, we now are going to need to really defend the abortion access we have. We are very nervous about what Ron DeSantis has up his sleeve regarding a potential special session, or if he were to win the election, we're going to be facing in the 2023 legislative session. We need to arm ourselves with the best facts that we can. Science and medicine is on our side. So knowing, getting the talking points in place and knowing them and being ready to fight that fight is what we've got to gear up for. Okay. And so because this case, the Supreme Court has decided, now has opened the door for many, many more abortion restrictions.
Okay. Well, Amy, I want to thank you for your time. I know you're going to be busy throughout the day and for the weeks to come. So perhaps at some point in the future, we'll get back together and see where we are at that point. But in the meantime, thank you so much for giving us your time today.
And thank you for the opportunity to talk to the great Democrats of Pasco County.
You're welcome. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.